On WOCR 89.7 FM. It is 9 o'clock on the hour and time for another Olivet Radio Theater production. Tonight's very own radio theater production is entitled Piper Pest Control, written by Mr. Jason Morningstar, and we shall start that right now.
Great boiled dinner tonight, hon.
Thanks, dear. How was work?
Oh, the Simpson account almost got pulled because Leroy. What was that?
Patches.
No, the dog's outside. There it is. Look at it.
Oh, my God. It's a rat.
I'll get it. Another rat in my house.
Did you kill it?
I've seen more rats in the... No. I've seen more rats in the last week than I've seen in my whole damn life.
Dateline New Hamlin, Pennsylvania. The streets of this quiet town are empty of traffic tonight. Human traffic, that is. As I speak, the extraordinary infestation of rats that has plagued New Hamlin for almost 2 weeks now makes itself plain. From where I stand, I can see rats. Not one or two, but perhaps 100, roaming the gutters, sidewalks, and streets. They seem to ignore their human hosts, wandering where they please. According to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, this unprecedented influx of rodents is both unique and hazardous, for the rats bring disease and other pests with them. And now in sports, the news...
You hear that, Bill? Them rats spread the plague, just like I said.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with a rat here and there, but this is too much. Just yesterday, my old man skidded off the road to avoid a dog, only it wasn't a dog, if you get my meaning. You been back in the stockroom lately?
I try and stay up front.
The manager's back there with a .22, picking him off as fast as he can. It stinks.
Sounds like aisle 10, wouldn't you say?
Probably nibbling on bags of sugar. More to dump if they get at it. We already dropped about 100 pounds of white sugar down in the sewer because they ruined it.
Well, don't look at me. I ain't going over there. Mr. Mayor.
I can have your attention, please. Attention. All right, gentlemen. Let's get this thing underway. First question.
Mayor Boyle, exactly what has been done to fight this invasion?
Well, we've got a two-pronged approach using city workers and private pest control firms.
Oh, what about the...
Has it made a dent?
No.
Where did these rats come from?
It's me. Ask the scientist. Something about a population query. Next question.
What are the health dangers to the public?
I don't have a comment on that. Rats are rats. Tell your readers to keep clear of them. Next question.
How can they keep clear of them if the rats are in their living rooms?
Please. If this is going to turn into a circus, I'll leave. I'm a busy man these days. Our efforts to control these pests have been useless. At this point, we're looking to the federal government for help. Oh. We're ready to throw in the towel.
Mayor Boyle, don't you have a duty to your taxpayers to provide a safe and clean city?
Yeah.
What do you want from me, Bruce? A miracle? I know your newspaper's eating this up. You folks never liked me. But use some sense. This is bigger than all of us. You included. Yes?
I'm Mr. Jefferson to see you, Mayor.
Jefferson? Is he on the calendar?
Yes, he is, Mayor Boyle.
All right, send him in, Marcy.
Now, Mr. Mayor, it's an honor. Jeff Jefferson, Piper Pest Control.
Tom Boyle, nice to meet you, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, likewise. Now, Mr. Mayor, let's cut the niceties. I think I got something in my briefcase that could end your pest headache.
That's a rat.
That's a dead rat on your desk. Rattus norvegicus, Black Norway. Nasty.
Mr. Jefferson, if this is your idea of a joke, I can assure you...
No, it's no joke. Now, I nabbed this little fella in your executive washroom down the hall. Now, do you know something? Did you know that this rat could have swam for 24 hours treading water before he died? You know he could climb a brick wall like it had rungs? These aren't things to play around with. Pretty big, isn't he?
Get that thing off my desk.
Sure. Now, who wants a freshly killed rodent on their desk? Not the mayor, not one of the citizens. That's where this thing on your desk comes in.
This metal box, some kind of trap, is it? Looks about big enough for a good-sized rat.
Now, you might call it a vastly improved mouse trap. Any rat crawls in there, he don't bother you again.
And you're going to sell them to New Hamlin, is that it? We have contracts with 4 exterminators at this time, Mr. Jefferson, and we are not looking for a fifth.
Tell you what, engage my services, and there won't be a rat to be seen in 2 days.
And just how do you propose to arrange that?
Well, I'm a scientist, Mayor Boyle, and my research led to the discovery of a sort of hole that leads to a place outside of conventional time and space. Another dimension, I suppose. I don't quite know. But a car battery provides enough power to open a rat-sized hole inside these little boxes.
And with one rat per box?
No. You got the wrong idea. I'll use 10 boxes for the entire city. The place I'm sending them is plenty big to hold as many rats as I can find. I have another piece of equipment, a sound projector that emits a suboral signal that draws them in like buzzards to a gut wagon. They can't resist it. The rats will form lines to get in my boxes and then poof! No more rats. What do you think?
Well, it sounds to me like you've been indulging in controlled substances, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, you think it over. Goodbye.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah?
If we decide to, hire you, what do you charge?
Oh, we'll talk about that after the rats are gone.
And I said to him, I'll take it up with my people. We'll think about it. And he left just like that. What do you think? A crackpot or what?
This had to happen in an election year. I don't think we need to hire a man who claims to whisk our problems off to another planet, Tom. Our opponents would love that one.
Another dimension.
Sorry.
It sounds too fishy to believe.
Why do you say that?
You know the story of the Pied Piper, right? Here we are in New Hamlin. This guy's from Piper Pest Control, a company that isn't in the Yellow Pages, I might add, and says he'll make some noise and lead all the rats away. He's a journalist, and he's going to set us up as the laughingstock of the nation.
New Hamlin, the town desperate enough to try anything.
Right.
At this point, it's either him or the National Guard. We had 5 more people bitten today. We have to do something. You've been awfully quiet tonight, Janine. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, as a representative of our academic community, we all value your advice, always have.
Well, I wish I'd talked to this Jefferson character. On the surface, I'd say do it. We have very little to lose. And anything is better, as far as image and public opinion go, than calling out the military. You're unpopular enough, Mayor.
I know it. I have a number to reach Jefferson at. Out at the motel south of town.
Call him up. I want to talk to him.
All right. It's ringing.
Hello? Hello, this is Dr. Janine Beck from the university. Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the mayor. And I was wondering if you could see... I see. Could you explain your mousetrap to me?
He's got a hook, line, and...
I see. But as I understand it, wormholes were explained away. A hole in the general relativity that got fixed in the... Sure. I see.
What's he saying?
Shh, I think I understand. Thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
Well?
I'm no physicist, but he tells a good story. I'd say, go ahead.
You boys agree?
We have nothing to lose, I suppose.
Okay, tell him he's hired.
These are your mousetraps?
Yep, more like transporters. Hook that car battery up with the 2 studs on top, will you?
Sure. This is all the power it takes?
Yeah, for a little hole, yeah.
Where's your sound equipment?
I shoved it through a big hole earlier. It's already playing in the other's place. Once I activate these gates, the sound will filter through from the other dimension.
How big a hole can you make?
Well, depends on how much power I can get. 120 volts wall outlets will make one big enough to walk through.
Have you been on the other side?
Hell no, it's dangerous over there.
Help!
Hey, grab that toolkit. Thanks. All right, here's the first one. Ready to turn it on? Now.
That noise is coming from the mousetrap?
From the other dimension. Hey, get down and peek through the open end.
Unbelievable! This is a scientific breakthrough.
I suppose. Most academic types are too highfalutin to take a look at my gadgets.
I can already see the possibilities.
Well, I figure pest control's a good enough use. Like a picture window, isn't it? Wrong angles, of course. Now don't look at it for too long. You're gonna get sick.
Those colors don't seem right in there.
Damned if I can name them. We don't have them here on Earth. There's other things, too. Even stranger. Well, here they come. Right on time.
Oh my God! There's hundreds of them! Get back!
Don't worry. They'll flow right through. They'll flow right around your legs. They want to get to that sound, not at us. See, they're crowding into the box.
Filthy things. You're right. Look at him fight.
Well, come on. I got 9 more of these things to set up and around town before tonight's over. The sooner I get him up and running,
the sooner New Hamlin is rat-free.
So the CDC has given us a clean bill of health. The boys down in County General even got an award for their handling of the health emergency from the state.
Good, good.
So all we need to get looked at is...
Mayor, Mr. Jefferson of Piper Pest Control.
All right, Marcy, show them through. This isn't going to be pretty, Bob.
We'll handle this all right.
Mr. Jefferson, good to see you.
Likewise, Mr. Mayor. Always good to see a public official busy at work.
I trust you didn't bring any dead animals this time.
Nah, not too many rats died anyway. Only the ones that got trampled in the rush. The rest are alive. In the other dimension.
About that, Mr. Jefferson.
About what?
Your preposterous claims that the rats have traveled to another dimension.
Who's he?
Mr. Jefferson, this is Robert O'Neill, chair of the physics department over at the university.
I came here at the mayor's invitation to explain why your fraud was detected.
Fraud?
My colleague, Dr. Becker, is an anthropologist and was easily taken in by your patter. Wormhole indeed. It's charlatans like you that give physics a bad name.
Look, Mr. Jefferson, I know you came here expecting financial remuneration.
Damn straight! I performed a service and I expect to be paid.
You did nothing.
Then where are the rats?
We figure in the sewers hiding. We found about 100 pounds of sugar down there.
A little bit of bait to get them out of sight while you made your getaway.
Oh, listen, you little turd. I don't need to take this from you.
Your warp boxes and deeds were a trick. A publicity stunt. Impossible, flawed physics. You receive no payment for your parlor tricks.
Is that the way it is, Mr. Mayor?
I'm afraid so.
Well, I've been had. Good day, gentlemen.
You didn't need to be so nasty, Bob.
I got the job done, didn't I?
Yeah, but there was no call for that.
I got here as fast as I could.
A little late, Janie. The fun's over.
O'Neill, what are you doing here?
The mayor called me in.
I bumped past Jefferson in Marcy's office. He was upset. Why?
We didn't pay him.
What?
We didn't pay him.
He got rid of the rats. You'll be reelected, you know, and you owe it to him. Why on earth didn't you pay him?
Because he was a fraud.
A fraud? You didn't see.
Parlor tricks. Direct observation is often the most fallible.
Don't spout your rhetoric at me, you officious prig. That man has something amazing on his hands, and you're too narrow-minded to see it, to even try.
The opinion of an anthropologist means nothing to me.
Oh,
settle down, you two. It's over now. The damage is done. And one way or another, the rats are gone.
Oh my God.
What?
He's gonna do something.
What?
Something terrible. Like the story. Like the Pied Piper. Oh my God, I've gotta get to him.
Jan, wait!
Let's see. Toothbrush, toothpaste, socks, laptop, computer, okay. Janine!
Mr. Jefferson, I'm glad I caught you.
Caught me? Well, what do you mean? Now calm down.
They didn't pay you.
Nope, they sure didn't. I went to a lot of trouble, too.
Please don't...
What?
Don't take the children.
Now, why would I do a thing like that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that in the fairy
tale... Oh, you mean the Pied Piper story?
He takes all the children off to drown because they will.
Well, this ain't a fairy tale.
I suppose not.
Feel better?
Yes. Where's all your equipment?
Oh, scattered around town.
What?
Well, I went out and rented all the portable generators I could find. Only 9, drat it. Each one kicks out enough juice to make a dimensional hole the size of a billboard. They're all up and running. It would have been a lot easier if they'd just paid me. They didn't even ask how much I wanted, damn their eyes.
What are you doing?
Well, I've been trapping all kinds of nasty critters in there for years, Janine. And being in another dimension, well, it changes them. And not in a nice way, you know? And now, I'm unlocking the gate to the Roach Motel. Hey, Janine, do you know what the difference between fairy tales and real life is?
No, what is it?
Real life is a hell of a lot worse.
Piper Pest Control featured Redwood, Wednesday Gunder, Howard Shepherd, Laura Wagenlander, Carl Elker, and James Etherton as performers. Tonight's engineers were Howard Shepherd and James Etherton. Piper Pest Control was written by Jason Morningstar. This episode was recorded in the sound facility at the Margaret Upton Conservatory of Music at Olivet College.
This concludes our first performance for tonight's Olivet Radio Theater. Control, as Mr. Jason Morningstar stated himself, it was written by himself, engineered by Howard Shepherd and James Etherton, and you recognize the cast. Many of our fine Olivet students helping out. Thank you very much.